Hello.
Hello, this is Asmire from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you most likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, calling all Reds running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mixed Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
Mixed.
Thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
I think it's time for a change.
Thank you. One second. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Number one, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Number two, illegal immigration and the border. Number three, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Number four, abortion rights. Number five, gun violence. Number six, violent crime. Number seven, cost of insurance for home and vehicles. Or number eight, property taxes.
I think like three, four, five, and then write one in as well. But probably three, yeah, four and five would be probably the top.
That would be abortion rights and gun violence, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Number one, Angie Chen Bottom.
Honestly, undecided, kind of middle.
Okay, second one will be Avery Bishop. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what was the name one more time?
Yes, Avery Bishop.
I can't say I'm familiar.
Okay.
In between as well.
Okay, the third one will be Ted Cruz.
Strongly disapprove or disagree, whatever that one was.
Okay. Number four, Donald Trump.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Number five, Joe Biden.
Middle ground, I guess. It was like a three.
Do you consider like somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Let's do somewhat favorable, I guess.
Okay. Number four, Colleen Allred.
Not favorable.
Somewhat favorable, is that right?
Strongly favorable.
Oh, strongly, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
Strongly favorable.
Thank you. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala.
The Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colleen Allred, the Democrat, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Colleen Allred.
Thank you. We're almost done, okay? I have a couple more questions. And in the election for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Bottom, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably the Democrat.
Okay. Next, here's some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. So I'm going to read a couple of statements for both. Okay, so Angie Chen Bottom is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success and having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit-created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and father who is a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for a change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban of abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chen Bottom, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
To clarify on the Avery Bishop, did you say expand or ban on abortion?
Ban.
Ban? Interesting. That's a twist I didn't see coming. Man, if I had to pick today, I'd probably go Button, but who knows?
Angie Chen Bottom, Republican, correct?
Correct.
Okay. In American culture, mark which side you agree with most. Number one, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger than everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation. Must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Number two, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles.
Yeah, I'd probably lean the first one.
Okay. Value and freedoms, mark which side you agree with most. Number one, I agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Number two, I agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights.
Right away. Number two there.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Oppose.
Thank you. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Number one, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids. Number two, lack of funding for the state leading to schools closing. Number three, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Or number four, low teacher pay.
Probably number four.
Okay. Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
No.
Disagree, right?
Disagree, yes.
Thank you. We're almost done. It's just that the next questions are a little bit long, but I'm going to make it as quick as possible. Thank
you. Yeah, no worries, man.
In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Number one, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Number two, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Number three, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Number four, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Or number five, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
Damn, that's a tough one. probably go two, but I'd say all of them. If I had to pick one, I'd say probably two.
There would be no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk?
Correct.
Thank you. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Number one, Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda.
Sorry, what are the criteria on this one again? You said strongly biased.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Sure. So that would be very strong against, somewhat strong against, and a weak reason.
So this is like what someone else would say about them and if I agree with it or disagree with it?
Yeah, like your reaction to each is either a vote against that candidate.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the first one would be Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda.
That wouldn't be a problem for me.
So you would put that as a weak reason?
Yeah, weak. Okay, perfect. I understand it now.
Okay, so number two is Representative Bottom voted against giving school teacher a raise. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
She said against giving teacher raises. That would be very strong against.
Okay. Number three, Angie Chen Bottom says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality.
Moderately against.
So somewhat strong against, right? In the middle.
Somewhat strongly, yes. Yeah, the middle, but against.
Okay, so Angie Chen Bottom supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that will siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
Strongly against.
Okay, next one. Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chen Bottom has failed to fund our public schools, which led to four local elementary schools closures, forcing families to change schools, and driving down property values.
Strongly against.
Next one, Avery Bishop and her Democratic pals will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities.
Weakly against.
Okay. Next one will be Angie Chen Bottom supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
Strongly against.
Okay, the next one will be Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control.
Weakly against.
And the last one, Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
Weakly against.
Okay. There's just like three or four questions left. Okay, just that they are kind of long. So... Mm-hmm. Lastly, here are some statements about the records and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Number one, a product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open. You very positive. Number two, Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence.
Strongly positive.
Next one, as the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
I'm an insurance agent, and that's not what's happening, so negative, but I understand, I guess, the sentiment.
In the legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making homeownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools.
Strongly positive.
Okay. Next one, Adri Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger.
Strongly positive.
Next one, Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released, she wrote an app that helped them clean their record to get a job and find housing and healthcare to survive in the outside world.
Strongly positive.
Next one, in the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding healthcare to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money. Got it. And the last one, Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together.
Strongly positive. I mean, moderately positive, actually.
Somewhat positive, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're like 80% done here. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Shenbottom, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Avery Bishop.
What is your gender, male, female, or other?
Male.
Okay, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
18 to 39.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian,
no,
or Pacific Island descendant, white, Caucasian, or other?
White.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that required four or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay, and finally, the last question, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Number one, YouTube TV?
No.
Number two, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
Yes.
Number three, Facebook, Meta?
No.
TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Number four, TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes.
And the last one, TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation today. Okay, hope you have a wonderful day.
Of course, you do the same. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.